This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Any day now, the Supreme Court could overturn the Roe v. Wade decision, triggering more than half of states to enact abortion bans. Employers are trying to forecast what happens to their ability to hire in the states with the most restrictive bans, including in the tech sector, where workers are in high demand and some may not consider moving to a place where abortions are not an option. Tech people are paid better than most, generating important income for states. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Everything is bigger in Texas, including its competitive edge in the tech industry, says Stephen Pedigo, a professor of economic development at UT Austin.
That advantage of low-cost, engaged private sector matched with the idea of great amenities, world-class research institutions, a people climate that was quirky and diverse.
Austin has become the destination for tech workers looking to work outside of Silicon Valley.
I worry that we're going to lose it.
Texas already has one of the country's most restrictive abortion laws and is one of 13 states that will automatically ban abortion if Roe v. Wade is reversed. Mark Muro is a senior fellow with Brookings Metro.
To the extent that there is a kind of culture war breaking out, that is, you know, likely not welcomed by the tech workers.
And it's not just an issue in Texas. Since 2020, Muro says, tech jobs have proliferated in many lower-cost areas beyond the coasts.
We're definitely, you know, seeing more growth in, I would say, redder heartland places.
States where abortion restrictions are more likely. While many tech companies located in these states have offered to pay for employees to travel out of state for abortions, the cultural climate could especially deter women in tech, says Sarah Kunst, a VC investor in Silicon Valley.
For me, when I look in the mirror and say, I am a Black woman in America, do I want to go live in a state that, you know, is pretty openly hostile to so many facets of my identity, it's a pretty easy no.
Tech companies could take these issues into consideration when deciding where to locate, says John Boyd, a site selection consultant.
There's a historically difficult and tight labor market today. So anything that would make recruiting and retaining the best workers more challenging, that would be a concern.
He says he started to see increased demand in another state.
Nevada brings to the table a terrific state business climate. There's no personal or corporate income tax.
And state law explicitly allows abortions. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.